Hello everyone, this is Jay Dobbins of the official Marvel DC Multiverse. We're live at Planet Comic Con 2024, and I have an interesting author, and a beautiful and talented author with me here today. Please let everyone know who you are and where you're from.
I'm Becky Lee Gardner. We'll see.
All right, is this your first time here at Planet Comic Con?
No, this is my second time. I love it. It's my favorite club.
Okay, so what can you tell us about your book, Worldbreaker?
So Worldbreaker is part of Elders Legacy. In Elders Legacy, the giants rule everything. And when I talk about giants, most people think tall as a mountain, dumb as a rock giant. Not this giant. These are tall as a mountain. These are 15 foot tall, highly intelligent, highly magical beings. Think like next level of our species kind of guys, right? And they're the only ones in this world who can use all five streams of magic. If Gandalf were in this world, he could use two, maybe. So they're the overpowered overrulers of the elves, the Shadowbar, the Luminance, the dwarves, everyone. But 2,000 years ago, we have a revolution. We kill half the giants and the other half will fade into legend. So when our story starts, everyone's treating giants like Zeus and Apollo. I don't think Zeus is kicking down my door anytime soon. The giants are on their way back. They're coming for their world, and they're coming right now. Now, my main character, Kassara, she can hear the whispers of the giants in the shadows. And she's a mage who's supposed to be able to control the shadows, but they're going wild. And if she can't get control, that darkness is going to cover the entire continent. And that's Worldbreaker.
Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. So what influenced you to write this? Well, come on, you know, what gave you the idea of this Worldbreaker? Because, you know, how you described it sounds amazing, and I definitely had to buy one, especially on the hardback.
So Worldbreaker is part, like I said, of this collaborative world, right? A shared universe where we all are dealing with these big giants. And I'm on the continent of Noxon, which is this place that is fighting light and dark, like, on the continent. So there are these big patches of shadow, of night, that are leftover spells from the giants, and they're like these hazards in the world where if you walk into a Noctum, you're going to get eaten by the monsters in that Noctum, right? Those patches of night. And so I was fascinated by this concept of light and dark, right? It's in the continent, it's everyone's battling with it, right? And so I wanted to create a mage who was also battling with darkness, but also her own light. So she has this power. She's from a culture that reveres light, but she has the dark power, right? That's supposed to control shadow. And so she's always battling her own demons with her own lightness and the dark around her, and she's got to make peace with that in order to save the world.
Alrighty, so, I definitely gotta get the books, for sure. And just to make sure, is it one series, or is it just one series, or is it multiple?
So Worldbreaker is a standalone book, but it's in the world where lots of authors are writing books. So Todd Fonestock is the author that is in charge of this continent, this Noxon continent. And he has, so if you think about this like Marvel, Avengers, like MCU, his books, The Legacy of Shadows, that's the Avengers books, or the Avengers movies, right? And my book, Worldbreaker, is like Ant-Man, right? So it feeds into, we have crossover characters, we've got Easter eggs, but Worldbreaker is a standalone book, and that feeds into the sort of mythos and the fabric of this world.
You know what? I'm definitely going to order a book online for sure. Hey, yours and Todd's. So, thank you so much for your time. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Sorry, forgive my hesitation, but I'm kind of speechless right now because the way she's described, you know, just the book, you know, it's amazing. You know, I'm definitely, like I said, I'm definitely going to buy one online, so for sure. And, by the way, make sure to check out her book. I will put the link below so that way you'll easily get to it. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure.
All right, so that concludes this interview. Please follow us on Instagram. We are available on iTunes, Google Play Music app, Spotify, and of course, YouTube.